Video: NYC man fatally stabbed on subway was victim in previous attack. By Amy Furr on June 19, 2023. A New York City man who was fatally stabbed on the subway over the weekend had been slashed before. Law enforcement said 32-year-old Tavon Silver was found on Saturday bleeding from multiple stab wounds on a Brooklyn train at the 14th Street Union Square station, the New York Daily News reported Sunday. Authorities said he was transported to a hospital, where he died. Law enforcement has yet to identify a suspect in the case, CBS New York reported Sunday. In June 2022, Silver was the victim of another attack on a Bronx subway car when 52-year-old Ronnie E.O. Jordan screamed at him regarding his music's volume, according to police. "Turn the music down, F.T." The suspect allegedly screamed moments before stabbing Silver in his arm. In a subsequent interview with Fox 5, Silver said he was glad to have escaped with his life. "The next thing I know, I had a hole in my arm. Like, blood was gushing everywhere. It was one straight cut. He took a giant chunk of my wrist. He literally cut my wrist off. So if you look straight through, you can see my bone," he recalled of the incident that happened while he was on the train with his fiancée. The outlet reported the suspect yelled a homophobic slur at the couple. However, Silver was adamant that the incident was not going to keep him off the subway. "I'm not going to change my life just because of this," he commented. Following his arrest, officials charged Jordan with assault as a hate crime, criminal possession of a weapon, and aggravated harassment as a hate crime. The news report said, noting he is scheduled to appear in court soon regarding last year's incident. Meanwhile, felony assaults are on the rise across Democrat-run New York City, Breitbart News reported on April 4. While murders, rapes, and grand larcenies dropped in January compared to the same time in 2022, felony assaults surged by 15% with more than 2,050 arrests made across New York City, the outlet said. Breitbart News has extensively covered stabbing incidents in New York City and across the nation.